Chairman, one of the quirks of Australia's disclosure laws on remuneration is that it's only people technically deemed to be executives who have to have their salaries disclosed. So this explains why, for instance, Alan Jones's $5 million a year at Macquarie Radio is not disclosed, and why all the top bar managers at Perpetual, their salaries are not disclosed because they're not technically deemed to be executives. I think Platinum falls into the same category. There's very light disclosure. Well, there's no disclosure of any of the top 10 salaries for individual portfolio managers. That's reasonable, I guess, if that's the law, although obviously it's not particularly insightful in terms of exactly what you're paying your 10 top people or your 5 top people within Platinum. I guess I'd invite you to perhaps take the disclosure high road and maybe move to a system which does give a bit more fulsome disclosure. And in answering that question, can you perhaps give us some sort of insight as to how it works, like of the $270 million or so in fees that you extracted from your clients during the year, what proportion of that goes into sort of performance fees for individual portfolio managers? Are there the multi-million dollar Macquarie style fees going out there which aren't being disclosed? So just a little bit more insight as to how it works, given that the disclosure is so light on in the annual report. Thanks.
The broad observation I would make as chairman of the company is that the salary, the fixed rewards that go to the key executives are very, very modest. There's a number of those figures disclosed in the annual report, and there is no profound insights, I think, to be gained beyond sticking with the statutory disclosures that we actually have. The compensation structure in this organisation is very much focused on paying appropriately the levels of the key executives to retain them as world-class fund managers in the global market. And again, as a broad observation, the founders of the company, who have substantial shareholdings, do take very modest compensation from the organisation. And in the case of the three key founders, they are not participants in the share option scheme.